Thank you and good afternoon. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office is looking for two white male adults who attempted to rob a 57-year-old man who was walking on Glendale Road early Thursday morning. A red Chevy Suburban containing two men parked ahead of the victim as he was walking on Glendale, and the suspect stopped him and demanded his wallet. One of the men fired a shot away from the victim, who dropped his items and began to walk away, only to have several more shots fired in his direction. He fled the scene and he was able to contact the sheriff's office. The suspects remain at large, and anyone with information related to the incident is asked to contact authorities. Two men were booked into county jail Thursday morning after a Green Diamond security officer stopped a burglary in progress at a Snow Camp Road residence. The security guard had Calvin Sand and Jamie Waterman detained until Humboldt deputies arrived on scene. The vehicle the two used in the burglary broke down on the roadway, and law enforcement found an abundance of stolen property in the cargo area of the vehicle. Sand and Waterman were booked into county jail on numerous charges, including burglary, vandalism, and trespassing. The Arcata Police Department is searching for two white male adults who robbed the 76 gas station at Alliance Road earlier this morning. Two suspects entered the store and brandished a handgun at the clerk and fled the scene with cash and other stolen merchandise. The suspects were last seen fleeing south on Alliance Road, and anyone with information is asked to contact the Arcata Police Department. The California Highway Patrol Garberville area is investigating a fatal traffic collision that occurred on Highway 101 in Leggett on Thursday morning. A 67-year-old man attempted a left turn in his Mercury at the stop sign intersection of State Route 1 and Highway 101 and turned into the path of an oncoming semi-truck, resulting in a broadside collision. The driver of the Mercury sustained fatal injuries and was pronounced dead at the scene, while his passenger suffered major injuries and was flown to Chico for medical treatment. The driver of the semi was unharmed in the crash. The identity of the driver is being withheld pending notification of next of kin. A Humboldt deputy conducted a traffic stop on a black Nissan Thursday night and contacted the driver, who was listed as a suspect on Southern Humboldt's Most Wanted list. 29-year-old Michael Russell suddenly drove off after the deputy recognized him, and a vehicle pursuit would ensue on Highway 101. The deputy later located Russell's vehicle abandoned in the parking lot of the Phillipsville Fire Department, and a search of the area yielded no success. Anyone with information related to Russell's whereabouts are asked to contact authorities. Eureka police arrested 29-year-old Daniel Dexter on Thursday morning after he was seen in the Bayshore Mall carrying what appeared to be a large firearm in his jacket. When officers arrived on scene, Dexter was also found to be intoxicated, and the firearm was actually an AR-15 replica airsoft gun. Officers also found brass knuckles on his person, and he was booked into county jail for possession of brass knuckles, as well as public intoxication. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Dan Squire has news regarding county parks.
There have been concerns raised that due to budget deficits, the county may look at closing county parks. The Board of Supervisors will discuss county parks as they relate to the county budget at next Tuesday's supervisors' meeting, and as of now, no final decisions have been made. Director of Public Works Tom Mattson said in an email that the Parks Division is looking at a significant difference between revenue and expenses. That's primarily due to a large insurance rate increase. Mattson said that the county needs to review the operation of parks, and that includes looking into increasing camping fees and day use fees, as well as looking at the number of parks that don't generate enough revenue to cover the costs for operation and maintenance.
Thank you, Dan. The California Transportation Commission has allocated $170 million to fund 49 projects across the state, including projects in Humboldt, Del Norte, and Mendocino counties. Del Norte County will receive $8 million in total funding for retaining walls along Highway 101 south of the Mill Creek Campground and just a little north of Hamilton Road. Humboldt County will receive $2.3 million to realign a curve on Highway 299 near Willow Creek, and $1.1 million will be sent to Mendocino County to upgrade the railing along Highway 101 at the South Willits Overhead Bridge. Residents are reminded that Tsunami Preparedness Week begins next Monday. During Preparedness Week, the Weather Service and the State Office of Emergency Services will conduct a tsunami warning communications test on local television and radio stations across the region. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.